She'd spent years working in the lending and real estate industry, and lifelong Milwaukee resident Margaret Henningsen says she was fed up. She was tired of seeing lenders discriminate against women and minorities, so...
The day after my 50th birthday, I went temporarily insane and said, I'm just going to start my own bank.
And she did. Together with two other local businesswomen, Henningsen started Legacy Bank. That was more than 8 years ago, and to date, it's the only American bank founded by Black women. I recently caught up with Margaret Henningsen. She told me Legacy's mission had been clear from the start.
My overall goal was to increase the amount of capital that came into the central city of Milwaukee and that got lent to women and minorities.
What did you have to do to put the bank together financially, to get to lend money?
To lend money.
You need to have money to lend.
Yes.
And so how did you
yes.
go about getting that money to start up your bank?
There were three things that we had to do. We initially had to raise capital to get the bank off of the ground, and the Department of Financial Institutions for the state of Wisconsin set the bar for us at $5 million in capital that we had to raise. That's significant. Three Black women in their 50s raised $7.5 million in capital to get Legacy Bank off the ground. That was a daunting task, and I'm sure they thought they'd never see us again after they told us we had to raise the $5 million. But we sold shares privately, and it involved people and foundations and companies and businesses where we knew people and could go in and convince them that our vision could actually be a reality.
Give me a sense of someone who has come into your bank. What kind of person walks in? Someone who's an entrepreneur, someone who's a single mom, someone who has bad credit. Who walks into your bank?
All of the above and more. And actually, when we started the bank, we knew that we wanted to focus on commercial lending in particular and small business lending to women and minorities. But another broader part of our mission was to reach people who are underbanked and underserved. People in the United States in general don't have bank accounts. They don't save. That's why there's been a proliferation of check cashing and payday loan locations, not just in central city neighborhoods, but anywhere there are people who are unbanked. And so Legacy Bank's primary customer is a person that would not get served by a major mega bank. Perhaps their deal is too small, or they've had some credit issues, or they're a single mom with children who's looking to start her own business who has no capital of her own to put into the deal. It's that entrepreneur who has an excellent idea for a business and a strong business plan, but who would be ignored by major banks.
So I know that you must have had many successes. Give me a story about someone who walked in and said, I need this, this, and that, and how you worked with that person and how it turned out.
One of our favorite customers is a woman named Christine Mitchell. She came into the bank with $5,000 cash in a handkerchief that she was keeping at home, which is common. And she was taking care of several children in her home in a daycare setting. Young woman, she was in her 20s. That was 5 years ago. We opened a bank account for her, got her started with her business plan and some classes for how she could expand her daycare, because that really was her vision, was to own her own building. We did a loan for her to buy a building and rehab it, which no other bank would have touched with a 10-foot pole. Mm. And today she is a successful businesswoman and went from serving those four or five children in her home to having 150 children in her building.
Wow. Do you consider yourself a good judge of character? And I ask that because when you're lending people money, you either believe they're going to pay it back or you don't.
Yes.
And you're dealing with people who other banks might not think are going to pay back the money.
Yes. And at the end of the day, and I've said this 1,000 times in my career, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And in lending, it's all about customer relationships. And even in the major banks where there's millions of customers, the customers that get the deals done are usually the ones that know someone in the bank. And that's the way it is at Legacy Bank. We know or get to know our customers. We're very hard on our customers. When they come in with an idea, we make sure that they have all their ducks in a row so the biz will be successful. Plus, we know where they are. You know, I could be shopping in Lena's, which is a major Black-owned grocery store here, and see customers in there And I might say to them, why are you buying groceries if you haven't made your payment? But So, you know, we know we're able to get our customers to pay those loans back. And it does boil down to being a judgment. You can look at the data, the statistics, the credit reports, their financial statements. But at the end of the day, in addition to that, it's will this person understand that they have to pay their loan back so that Legacy Bank can continue to lend to people?
Hmm. So how is the bank doing now? I mean, how much business do you do a year in terms of millions of dollars? And do you feel that the future of the bank is secure?
The future of the bank is very secure. Last week, we hit $171 million in assets, which is amazing because we've only been open 8.5 years. We opened in July of 1999.
You must see a lot of people who have made mistakes in the past about money. And
yes.
I think most of
yes.
us have made mistakes at some point in time. What kind
yes.
of advice do you have for someone who may have made some mistakes in terms of what they choose to buy and how they choose to pay for it and moving forward from that?
The first thing you have to do is admit you made a mistake. And that's the hardest thing for people to do. Oftentimes when we're looking at mistakes people made, they bounced a check, they had credit issues or whatever, it's very hard for people to say what I did was incorrect. The second thing is to do your homework, to make yourself knowledgeable about what it takes to be successful, to obtain and hold on to wealth and assets. And I think there's a lot of attention being focused on that now with all the horror stories about predatory lending. And in the community we serve, it's been overwhelming, the number of people who have gotten caught up in that, but who needed to admit that they made a mistake and then move forward to keep from losing their homes. And there are a lot of people who are in that position right now.
Well, Margaret Henningsen, congratulations on your success and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Margaret Henningsen is co-founder and vice president of Legacy Bank. She joined us from member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.